Item six is going to be moved to later in the agenda. And so, with that, we will take up item seven, consider and take possible action to execute an agreement with StoneX Futures Commission Merchant for SIT LLCAR strategy.
Yep, and this is my item. I apologize for still having video problems here in the office, but hopefully everybody can hear me okay.
We
Good
can hear
thumbs
you.
up.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thanks, Tim.
So we are asking the board for authorization to enter into a contract with StoneX Futures Commission Merchant. This is a implementation partner of the SIT LLCAR strategy, and essentially we need to have a direct relationship with a futures commission merchant to execute some of the options trade. So unlike in a long-only equity strategy where your broker is at the discretion of the investment manager, here, because we're creating a liability for Cicera to settle out a futures option, we have to have a direct contractual relationship. The reason you're seeing this as a separate item and not as a subcomponent of the SIT LLCAR strategy that was approved last month is there was a little bit of cross communication with our outside counsel who thought that this was covered under our procurement policy. But because the contract with the FCM does not have a end date associated with it, it's an open-ended contract, it does not officially fall within our procurement policy. So we are asking the board for authorization to enter into that contract with StoneX at this time. This is SIT's preferred partner. They've worked with them for many years. Our legal counsel has reviewed them and signed off on them as well. And happy to take any questions, but this is a fairly routine item.
I'll move the recommendation. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any questions? Okay, I'll call for the vote. Anderson.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Smithy. Aye. And Watts.
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0. Thank you, Tim.